Zog the Gemara, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, the last line. We'll go again quickly to the last Gemara. Omar Rova, Meno Amino Lo, how do I know the Chamra Migra Gorir, that wine gives you an appetite? Because Rabbi used to drink wine on Erev Pesach in order to eat matzah l'teovin. That means with an appetite. The Tnan, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph on the top. Bein HaKoy Salolu, that means between the first and the second cup. And between the second and the third cup, Imrotza Lishta is Yishte. You're allowed to drink wine. Why? Because it gives you an appetite. And since the first and the second and the second and the third is before the matzah, so Mamela, we want you to have an appetite in order that you should eat matzah l'teovin. Now, if it's misatzoyed, if it satiates you, we won't allow you. Now, what about the fact that it's moist, it looks like you're moist of ala koisis, you're adding on more than the dalat koisis, but because it gives you an appetite, so that's a legal loophole, so to speak, we allowed you because to give you an appetite. And that's why we differentiate bein shlishi l'ravi, however, between the third and the fourth cup, which is after birchas hamazon, after you already ate the matzah, there's no reason to give you an appetite. So then lo yishte, you're not allowed to drink. Why? Because you're not, it looks like you're moist of ala koisis. That's how the Rashbam brings. And then he brings the Yerushalmi that says that between the third and the fourth, the reason why you can't is because you get drunk. You might get drunk and you won't be able to say halal properly. Between the earlier ones, the early ones is during the meal. During the meal or before a meal, you don't get drunk. That's it. The Rashbam differentiates. Now, if you're going to tell me that wine satiates and doesn't give an appetite, so why do I allow you to drink before the matzah? It's a right that it's migra gorir. And Tosis points out on the top that even though Gemara Bracha says that wine satiates chamra soid and mesameach, that's talk about tuva. That's when you drink. A little. The tuva gorir, a lot gives you his appetite. Purta soid, a little, that makes you full. So in Erev Pesach la'alocha, you're not supposed to drink a little wine. If you're going to drink, drink a lot. Masha enkein, drinking a little, that indeed satiates you, and that will be also. Zog the Gemara. Rav Sheshes, have a Yosef betaniso komaylu yomid pischa. Rav Sheshes used to fast Erev Pesach. You mentioned yesterday Tanit Bechorim. So Rav Sheshes, Tosfos is going to point that out. Rav Sheshes used to fast. Why? The Tosfos Rabbi says, lav davka, not that he fasted the whole day, the second Tosfos. El shoyma atzmi lechol, he's very careful. He abstained from food. Inami, another Peshat, he says, no, he was mekabel, all of mamish, tainis, kadesh, niska, v'nizam, lechol, in order to be make sure that he will have a good appetite for the matzah. Zog Tosfos the minig, v'abchoyros, no, gulis anis erev Pesach. The Tonim tzach esayfnim sheim is anin benissen ala b'chayrus erev Pesach. The b'chayrus is the only one that fasts on Chodesh Nissen because the Tanis b'chayrim. Not that he was a b'chayr, but he did like the b'chayrim taka according to the second pshat.
But when he fasted, he didn't drink either.
Correct. Fasting means a whole fast. According to the second pshat, was Tanis mamish. According to the first pshat, it's just he was very, very careful, very minimal. Zav sheish zav yosef b'tanis komal yom de pischa. Zog the Gemara name because of Rav Sheshes, Somach Lemich Gedoyla Tanan. We had a Gemara before. Is it Somach Lemich Tan or Somach Gedoyla? Is it before 9 hours into the day? Or before 6 hours into the day? By 6 hours into the day? Or by 9 hours into the day? And we said it means 9 hours into the day, arrived from Agrifas. That was a Chiddush of Agrifas. Zog the Gemara name because of Rav Sheshes, Somach Lemich Gedoyla Tanan, which is early in the day, because since he fasted all day, so must be that he held the problem is that you're not going to be makiv the Korban Pesach properly. Umishum Pischahu. And because of Korban Pesach. Why? And what is Pesach negay from the whole day? That's only negay from Katzois. You're even kosher if the Pesach was shechted in the morning. And from the morning it's the man of Pesach. Zog the Gemara, why? The kula yoyim chazal lepischa. Why is the whole day roy for Pesach? The sovar bein arba'im. Bein arba'im doesn't mean from the afternoon, which we said is after 6.5 hours into the day. No, bein arba'im bein erev de esmol le erev de idna, between the two evenings, and from the morning and on is bein arba'im. So we see al kaponim. That was the reason Rav Sheshes fasted the whole day because he didn't want to mess up the Korban Pesach. Now Tosfos Radway points out. What do you mean he didn't want to mess up the Korban Pesach? Zog Tosfos, the third day of Maskil, va'afakav dahashta leka Pesach. There was no Pesach. There was no Korban Pesach b'metzias. Mikomokom ha'issa shoyi bezman ha'bayis la'botel. The issa remained. even though there was no Pesach, but the Issa remained. And Rashbam also says, V'ava bishlo hoya Pesach b'yomav, hoya v'itzar itzar. Now, Tosis points out another point. We're saying, he holds like a B'ri Ben B'Seir, it says that it's kosher from Shachris. He's only machshel b'di'eved to shecht in the morning, but he's really only supposed to shecht at the time that there's no chometz in the morning. You'll have chometz. V'avgav Rabbi Yehuda ben Bishei lo machshel b'di'eved. Avel chatchila osim shum leisish chometz leisish chata pesach. V'adayin chometz kaim ad vav shoyz. So till vav shoyz is no, it's not as man shchita yet. V'lo ashkan tana depolik. No one argues on the din of vav shoyz. Mikomokim came to the Yevet Kosher, but the Yevet Kosher in the morning. Svirale lahach mishlelechem in abeker, Rav Sheish and Machmef in the morning. Even though the whole din of Ben Besegah, the Shekht in the morning, is really with the Yevet. So the Gemara wants to bring a ride that he holds for Mincha Gedoyla, and it's Taka because it's Manor of Pesach, which starts with the Yevet from the morning. Zog Demoga, Amri Loi. There's not a ride that that's the reason Rav Sheish is. Zog Demoga, Amri Loi. Shani Rav Sheish is the Istinus Hava. He was a big Istinus. Why? If you read anything from the morning and on, in the evening, he would not have the matzah. He wouldn't be able to eat it. I can't eat. I ate already. So Meli was an Istanis. He was nervous. So that's why it goes good with the first Shantos. He was very careful not to eat. But not because of a riot that's from Michik Doyla, because of the problem of Korn Pesach. Zog the Gemara about the two dots. Va'afilu oni shebi Yisrael lo yoichlat sheyesef. The Mishnah said, now we're going back. Till now, we learned all about Kiddush and Kiddush Makom Suda, most of the blatter in Avi Psochim. Why? Because if you're going to talk about Kadesh, first Seder, first Simon of the Seder, you have to know what Kiddush is. Now we're going to go into Pesach, into the Seder. Itmar. We said that even Onish Abisol has to be Mesiv, he has to recline. Itmar, Matzah Tzorich HaSeba. When you eat Matzah, you have to recline. Mogar Ein Tzorich HaSeba. And the reason is because Matzah, the Rashbam says, Zeche LeGeula. So you have to recline to show Ben Chayrin. And more is Zechel Avdus. You know, there's a dichotomy. Pesach has two parts. There's the Gula part and the Avdus part. So by Mora, you don't recline. Ain't Zoch HaSeba. Yayin. Now, Kirich has Matzah and Mora. So you recline because of the Matzah part. And Hill used to, that was his Matzah, so for sure you recline. Yayin, when it comes to the wine, the Dalat Koises, Itma Mishmeh Rav Nachman, Zoch HaSeba, you have to recline. V'itma Mishmeh Rav Nachman, Ain't Zoch HaSeba. So it seems, what is it? So come over, pligi. It's not a stira. Habetati kase kamoi. The first two cups is one din. Habetati kase basroi. The second two cases. What's the difference between the first two and the second two? Zok demora amri lola haigis of amri lola haigis. Some learn it one day that you do, and some learn that you don't. And the Gemara explains. Amri lola haigis trei kase kamoi boy yaseba. Why the hashtu the matchelolo cheres? When does the cheres start? The cheres starts in the beginning of the seiris, in the beginning of the seder. I mean, so memela, you are meisiv taka. It's matzah lecheres. Trei kosa basroi loy by a seber. The second two do not need a seber. My da have a. It's ready passe. You already passed the talking about the cheres in after the first two. So memela, those do not require a seber. The ami lo lahai gisa. There are those that say the opposite. That what? Ad rabbe. The last two need a seba. Why? Because I shaited the kahav cheres. Fakert. At that time you have cheres. Zok to Rashbam in the first word line where I shaited the mishtoy becheres of a gula shu oima hagoda. That's the gula that you say that got it. That's the last two. Hasha shamina mino. Oh, so then the Gemara continues. Since it's a tzad fakert, that what? I shaited the koyav cheres. Mashenget trekos kamoy laboy a seba. That kate avodim ayinu. Komar, you're still saying Avodah Yeminu. You're talking about the Avdus in the beginning. So the first two do not require a Seba. So the Anar Gemara says, since there's two Tzodim, either the first two yes, the second two not. Or the second two yes and the first two not. Hashit mahochi vit mahochi. We have a Gersa like this and a Gersa like that. Idividi boy a Seba. To play it safe, we're massive all Dalit Koises. Now, even though the Chidush Aran point out, and the Ran on the riff, actually, he points out that even though Haseb is Rabbonon, and usually when you have a Sofik in the Rabbonon, we call it Tarikula, by Sofik the Rabbonon, you go to Kula, over here you're going Sofik the Rabbonon L'chumra. You don't know if it's the first or the second two, so you do all four. So what's the Pshat? So he gives two Terutzim. One is because he says, the Etzim Haseb, it's not a big Tircha, just lean down. So Meli, you're Mekayim did in Haseb. So Meli, Idi Bidi Mesiv. The second Teretzi says, if you're going to say the algemein din of Safik Dabban Lekula, that means you won't be Mesev at all. You'll be Mevatel the whole din as save of Dalit Koises. So in order not to be Mevatel it, so we say you're Mesev all four. Now, there's a famous Biskarov, I'll just speak it out. The Biskarov in Sefer, Echidushe Morin Agriz Alevi, he says as follows. He says, there's a Machloikas Rambam and Rosh. The Machloikas Rambam and Rosh, Legabi de Etzim din of a Seber. What's the lomdus of a Seber? Is a Seber a part and parcel of the mitzvah's matzah? The part and parcel of the mitzvah's dalat koises? If you did not eat matzah be Seber, you have to eat again? You were Mekayim matzah. Or no, the Rambam holds that a Seber is a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called a Seber. Varaya, because the Rambam says, you mase it by matzah, by dalat koises, and also during the rest of the meal. Shulchan Aruch also brings that sad. What do we see from there? If it's a din in the matzah, then why would you have to be mase it the rest of the meal? So we see it's an independent mitzvah that there were mechai of you during the achilas matzah and during the dalat koises. And as an addition, hidur also during the meal. But it's not the pshat that it's a part and parcel of the matzah. And if you ate without a seber, you don't have to eat again. Because not you don't have to. Since you were mesaken it during the achilas matzah, you already yoitz achilas matzah. So now when you're going to do it again, you're not being mekayim achilas matzah, you already did it. If you learn that you yoitz after the first kazayis. So there's no inyan to do it again. That's how he learns in the Rambam. Aseiv is this independent mitzvah. And memela, if you didn't, you weren't made, so if you don't do it again, there's no inyan to do it again. Do a mesaken b'shas the mitzvah. The mitzvah yoitz already. Mashenka, the Rosh learns bad, you're not like that. The Rosh says that if you did not weren't meisiv, you have to do it again. Dalat koises and matzah. Now we pass in the chumra like the Rosh by the first two. That means that the first two were choshev for the shita Rosh, emeimela we taka meisiv again. By the second two, it's near kamaisav ala koises. So we're soimich on the shita saravia. The ravia shita is that every seva bizman hazeh is not necessary. Now we don't go like that. We're meisiv. But Noshim, we'll see soon in the Gemara, Noshim are soimich somewhat on the Ravya, if they're not Mesiv, because the Ravya says, Bizman is there, the whole Yaseva is not really relevant. And we'll see soon the difference of why the men are not soimich on the Ravya. We'll get in the Gemara. But the Etzim Yisrael, the Biskarov, the Machloik is Rosh, and the Rambam, is it a part and parcel of the Mitzvah of Matzah or Dalat Koises, or is it not? Now, let's look at Tesis now. Kula na mitzicha Yaseva. Zok Tesis. V'chol dalat koyset tzichem esebe b'shashtia. When? At the time when you drink it. V'tzarech ian, and this is the chari, the suffix of the Biskarov, the machlekes v'shoinim. The Rosh brings it as a raya. But akoponim, this is the suffix. V'tzarech ian, im shochach v'lehesev, im yachsa v'yishte. Do you have to drink again? If it's a chelik of the mitzvah, so you weren't making the mitzvah. If it's the mitzvah ready, then what are you being mesev again? You did the mitzvah ready. V'cheinim b'koy shlishi lo yesev. Likewise, if the third cup you weren't mesev, could you even recline again? Why? And drink again. It looks like you're Moisvala Koisis. Now, if you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, then maybe it's not called Moisvala Koisis. Because what you did wasn't a Kois. So it's only Moisvala Kois when you did a Kois. That's Gufa the Rosh explains the Suffolk, and that is the Suffolk in this Toisis, which would be the Mashmois, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Chari would be questionable. According to the Rambam, there's no reason, Dr. Biskarov, according to the Rosh, you would, and there's the Chari, the Suffolk in Toisis, or the Rosh, Akoparon learns the Shita and buys it from this Toisis. Continues the Gemara. Prakdon. Prakdon means someone who lies on his back. Loishme Haseba. That's not a Haseba. Haseba means reclining to your left. Haseba is Yamin. If you recline to your right, Loishme Haseba. And what's the reason it's not called a Haseba? Dr. Rashbam, because if you recline and you're right, most people are righties, how are you going to eat? With your left hand. That's not comfortable. The whole charis is that you're comfortable. This is not comfortable because you're a righty. There's one reason. There's another reason. You might choke because you're makdim the kodel leveshet if you're leaning to the right. That's why al sakanta, we take a lean to the left. We only did sakana. So now the Rosh points out in Afkamina according to the two reasons. If the reason is because of you're not comfortable because your right hand is occupied, you're leaning on it, so that would be enough to be a lefty, Itayad. And Itayad would be able to lean on his right, because his left hand is now not occupied. Faket, he's a lefty, so he'll be able to lean on his right. But if the reason is because of Sakona, so then even a lefty has to lean to his left. It doesn't make a difference, and you're mesiv to the smile. And that's what we talk a paskin, Chamiya Sakanta Misuga, so Melin Itayad also, to Mesadesh says Be'edya, is mesiv to the left.
Why not? You did a wrong thing. The mighty didn't choke. What's in that good time?
Oh, so that's a question. So the Biskarov is Bishmoy is brought down in the Haggadah that once they were misaken, that Haseba is Derech Smoil, even though you didn't choke, you're not going to be Yoytze, it's not called Haseba. Why? Because it's not Derech Cheres. And once it's not Derech Cheres, you didn't do a Maisa Haseba. It's not the Pshat, nothing happened. It's not a Maisa Haseba. So if it's not a Maisa Haseba, it's irrelevant that you didn't choke. It's a shame Haseba you only have when you did it correctly. Zog the Gemara. Isha, it's a Bailo. A woman, a wife by her husband, loyboye seba. And the Rashbam says, aim is bailo leo. So it's kufaloi. And the Shilta says, the Rashbam brings, lav dache de noshim le mizge, it's a derech for two. So an isha is potter. Isha, it's a bailo loyboye seba. Vim isha chshuvi, if she's choshev, she owns real estate, important lady, tzricha seba. And that's how we talk a paskin, that noshim bizmanazeh are called noshim chshuvos. However, Lemaisa, the Ramo says that there are women that are not Mesa Bisman Azer, they say Mechad is Ravya. What's this Ravya? The Ravya Shita is, Daviezri, the Ravya, Rishon, that Haseba is not done Bisman Azer. It's not comfortable. You see people reclining in the regular during the year. It's not a comfortable situation, really. So the whole Haseba is not really a Mesa Haseba. So they say Mechad that. Fekt Orcha Shulchan, if it's not comfortable, if you're going with the Ravya, so why are men any different? If you're going with the Ravya, men and women are created equally. For men, it's not Maisa Seba either. And if you're not going with the Ravya, then women should be chayvin a Seba too. Afin oy boitzenes, the same chiyuvim they have. So that's a kashat orcha shulchan. So he answers, he says, Taka, because Noshim don't consider them chshuvas, themselves chshuvas, and that's the difference. That's the reason, not because of the Ravya. But Lamaisa, the Achorinim want to say that you need both reasons. It's totally zebezeh. The reason why the women are Seimach on the Ravya, because it's a question of the because of the chshuvas or not. So maybe you could be Seimach on the Ravya, but Tziruf, that maybe they're talking not in the category of Noshim chshuvas. Mashenka by man, you don't need this. There's no din of a tour of ich chshuvas. So maybe we're not Seimach on the Ravya, Stamazoi, and men are Chayv in a Seba. And like I said, Atkerikach, that you're Oichel again. You're shoyser again, at least by the first two, without nirim kameis v'alakoyses. And like the Biskarov's lomdus, is that not like the Rambam that says that you're yoytza matzah and a seib is a separate din. No, a seib is a part and parcel like the Rosh. That's where you go like the chumra. That's a chelik of the mitzvah of the mitzvah yoyim. Continues the Gemara. Ben etzel oviv boy a seib. A son by his father needs a seib. Why? He's not kofuf, the Rashbam says, like by a Rebbe or like a wife. Ibailu, what about Talmud etzel Rabbi? A Talmud to his Rebbe. My. Zokmo toshma. Abaye kavina bey mao. When Abaye came to Rabba, zaginon abir chadad odi. That means that every person was leaning on the lap, on the feet of others, of the neighbor next to him. So they were meisiv, obviously. Ki azin levei Rav Yosef, when he came to Rav Yosef, Rabba was his Rebbe before Rav Yosef. Oh, my lord, he told us, Loit Schichso, you don't have to lean by a Rebbe. Why? Moira Rabcha Kamoya Shamayim. So Mela, and that's the word, like we said in Shem Biskrov. It's not, you're not even allowed to be massive. It's not a Maisa Seba if you did it. Since Moira Rabcha Kamoya Shamayim, it's not called an Asebus Cheres at all. So Mela, it's not a Maisa Seba, it's not called Cheres because of the Moira Rabcha. So we the friendship between Rabbi and Talmud Etzel Rabbi and Ben Etzel Oviv. In fact, the Akasha, the Tosef Rabbi points out, Nira, the Ovivu Rabbi. If let's say the father is his Rebbe, so then Vaita ain't such a Seba. He's like, Gorim Rabbi Ach is not worse than a regular Rebbe. Miu Stam Av, Zok Tosef is a regular father, also Malam de Torah. Like the Morris says in Kedushin, the Ben is young Oviv Yosem Imo because Malam de Torah. And still we say, Tzarech HaSeba. He's Bavarning, Lechaira. Every Av is Lechaira Malam de Torah. And still he's Mesiv. Zok the Gemara, the following question, Mesvei, Im Hakol Oda Mesiv, everyone is Mesiv. V'afilu Talmud Eitzel Rabboi. So we see clearly, not like we just said, Talmud Eitzel Rabboi is yes, Mesiv. And to the Gemara, Kitanya hi, Beshulya de Nagra. That's not talking about a Talmudist Rebbe. That's talking about a carpenter learning a trade by his teacher. We're talking about Stama Umnus. That kind of Talmud. That kind of Talmud is Taka Mesiv. Zok the Gemara, Ibailu, Shamish Mai. What about a Shamish? That's the person, the waiter that's serving. Is he meisiv or not? Zok mo tosh ma adom epshum levi. Hashamish ocha kazayis matzah kshum meisiv yotza. Eshamish. Zok di gemore. What's Reb Shuben Levi's din? Hashamish ochel kazayis matzav kshu meisiv. A shamish that ate kazayis matzav when he's meisiv. Yotza. So we see clearly he's meisiv and he's yotza the din of seba. Meisiv in lo meisiv loy. Shma mino boy a seba shma mino. So we see he needs a seba. Now, the Rosh brings it, we said before, Machlokes Rosh and Rambam. The Rosh brings this as a raya that has seba is a part and parcel of the mitzvah achilas matzah. Because it says over here that he's yotza achilas matzah. Yotza. So we see clearly that it's you only yoitza when you're masive. So the Biskrov says, what's a raya? This Gemara is not a raya to the Shitza Rosh. Loilam, the Rambam also agrees to this Gemara, meaning you're yoitza the din of a saber. Fakert. We're not talking about the din of matzah. The Biskrov says in the Rambam, it's an independent mitzvah. It's a mitzvah saber. Just to misakin it by Achilles matzah. He's yoitza the din of saber. But not the din of matzah. Matzah you're yoitza even without a saber, according to the Rambam. Yoitza legabre the din of saber.
What
is Shamsik? We're trying to bring a riot to the Gemara's question. Gemara had a question.
The Talmud.
What did you say?
The Talmud
Eitz Rabbah. Talmud Eitz Rabbah was one sugya. Not as the next sugya. Shamish. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, does a Shamish need a Seba or not? Ibayalu. Three lines from the bottom. Shamish Mai. Does a Shamish need a Seba? Zog the Gemara, Raya Shamish needs. From where? From this Gemara. That a Shamish that Eitz is Matzev. When he's Matzev, he's Yotzah. So we see only when he's Matzev. So a Shamish Taka needs a Seba. Let's just see one Tosis that we skipped. By the Hava Hava, we differentiated between the first two and the second two. By the Hava Hava, Shkvar Omru Gula, Lifnei Asuda. The Avagav, the Matzah Tzich HaSeba. Even if you're going to say first two yes and last two not, Matzah, of course, he's a Seba. V'la Omru, by the Hava Hava, we don't say it was already. Zok Tosis, Shani Matzah, She Ika Suda. Yoisim Yayin. That's Ika Suda. So Avari needs a Seba. One reason. V'oi, the yain hates a kvar, but yain you can differentiate. You already made it so the first two, but they cause a shoinim. V'oi, the third teretz why matzah needs a seba. Sheksuva b'teira zeicha lecherus shle hispik b'tzeikom la'achmitz atche nigalu. So it says clearly nigalu by matzah. So that's why we need a seba. V'afakav dav lechem oini. We know there's a dichotomy. On the one hand, it's lechem oini. Avdus. On the other hand, it's cherus. Yesh le'oichle der cherus. U'mash etzorich a seba. Which part of matzah need a seba? The matzah, hein kshem bevorach al kilas matzah, uva afi koymen. Those are the two matzahs. Mashen, and also by koyrech, like we said, because that's according to Hillel. Now the poys can say if you la locha, if you didn't weren't meisiv by matzah, you do it again. But afi koymen, if you weren't meisiv, you're supposed to be meisiv. Like Tosfos says, but if afi koymen you weren't meisiv, you don't have to be eat afi koymen again. So the reason afi koymen is taka different is because you mevatel the din of emafti and achapesach afi koymen with the Rambam is very geshmak. Because a seba is a separate mitzvah. You're yoitza afikoymen. I matzah, we're choish for the rosh. But afikoymen is a reason not to, because em afti enach pesach afikoymen, you already did afikoymen, so you don't want to do it again now with the seba. You don't have to eat it again, be a seba. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the moment.